And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me on the phone is Clara Miller. She's in Juneau at UAS. She's with the literary and art journal Title Echoes. Welcome to Morning Edition, Clara.
Thank you, Melissa. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, your main message today is that Title Echoes is not just a UAS journal. It's for artists and writers from across Southeast, correct?
Oh, that is correct, yes. And we have a deadline for our 2015 edition of the journal on December 1st of this year. So if you're a writer, artist, or poet, you can submit your work.
So tell us a bit about Title Echoes. I think a lot of people might still think of it as just a UAS journal, but when did that change? When did you start reaching out to the community?
In 2007, the journal opened up to all poets, artists, and writers of Southeast Alaska. There's no age requirement. You just have to be a resident of Southeast Alaska. 25% of the journal is reserved for UAS students of the Sitka, Ketchikan, and Juneau campuses, but the rest is completely open for anyone in Southeast Alaska.
Now, you're fairly new to the journal. When did you start working with these folks? You're a student at UAS, right?
I am a student at UAS, an English major there. I started this semester, and I became interested in it in my senior year of high school when I first learned about it.
Why did you become interested in it as a high school student?
Well, I have been interested in writing and course reading as an English major. In my senior year of high school, my English professor, I was taking classes through the dual enrollment program, but she let us know about the launch date for the 2011 edition of the journal. And interested, not knowing we had anything like that here in Southeast Alaska or even in my hometown, I went to the launch that they had, and it was an amazing experience. It was the first time I got to see spoken word poetry performed. I was really interested in the featured artists and writers and their talk about their craft, and I got to see other English majors and other writers in the community read their work. And I didn't know we had a publication in Juneau or in Southeast Alaska, and I was really fascinated and intrigued by it.
Now, you submitted, and you were turned down. But that didn't stop you, did it?
No. But it was a really great process, writing a complete piece, revising it, taking it to other writers I trust, and like, okay, can you read this over for me? Can you give me feedback on it? And it just felt really good just to do that and submit. And then the next year, I submitted and I got something in the journal. But ever since I went and saw the launch date for the 2011 edition of the journal, I knew I really wanted to get involved some way in the journal.
So it seems like this experience has been sort of a springboard for you as a writer and as a human being is something that
Definitely. I mean, it's definitely pushed me in a lot of positive ways.
Well, you are sort of new to the journal, but do you have any idea what propelled the journal to start expanding into regional communities?
Well, I think we just wanted to hear all the voices of Southeast Alaska, not just the students on the campuses. There's so many creative people out there who have such unique perspectives and experiences, and we'd really love to share that with everyone.
Now, the journal is really focusing right now on that expansion, on getting the word out to writers and artists from around across the panhandle. What is the kind of interest? Do folks regularly submit to the journal who are not UAS students?
We do. We do have folks who have submitted for multiple years in a row their work to the journal. We get quite a lot of people outside of UAS submitting.
What would you say to a writer or artist who's considering it but maybe on the fence? Why should they do this?
I would say, well, why not? Why not? That'd be my it's a good experience. It's fun to just work for something and just see what happens. And even if something doesn't get into the journal, I personally find it's a good feeling just knowing that I tried something.
Now, the journal is still based at UAS. Can you tell us a bit about its structure and how it works?
Okay. So we have Emily Wall. She is one of the creative writing professors at UAS, and she kind of heads the whole thing. We have one of our art faculty, some of our art faculty who take over the reviews the art submissions. We have our junior and senior editor of the journal, and those are students at UAS. One starts as the junior editor, and they learn from the senior editor, and then the next year they become the senior editor. So that one's kind of a two-year project. And then there's, of course, my position, outreach and getting people to submit to the journal. And then all the submissions that we receive goes to our board, who reviews everything and decides what's going to end up going into the journal.
How big is the journal usually?
The journal in like actual size, we've got about, say, maybe 125 pages or so on average.
And it comes out how often? Is this an annual or quarterly? Or
it is an annual journal, yes. So we collect all the submissions, because our deadline is December 1st, and then everything is reviewed, and people hear back about their submissions in March. Our launch date is always in April. This year, it's going to be April 24th, so that's a Friday.
And lately, you've been highlighting a community artist and a community writer. How does that work, and who's highlighted this year?
So every year, we have a featured artist who is from Southeast Alaska, and their work is featured on the cover of the journal, and then we featured multiple pieces of theirs within the journal, and we do an interview talking to them about their craft and their experience as an artist, and then we also do that the same for the featured writer. And both the featured artist and writer give a talk on our launch party in April and talk about their work. This year we have Fumi Matsumoto, and she is going to be talking about her art, and she does quite a variety of really amazing stuff. She's made kimonos out of tea bags before. I've got to see pictures of this. It's really incredible. She's also been involved in other projects like the Empty Chair Project here in town, a memorial we have for Japanese Americans who were interned in World War II. Then we have for our featured writer this year, Ishmael Hope. He is a poet and playwright here in town, and is also a Native Alaska storyteller. So we're very excited to have both these individuals for this year's journal.
Well, how can interested artists and writers submit and find out more?
All right. Well, that's a very good question. So if you are a poet, writer, artist, you can visit us at www.uas.alaska.edu/title-echoes, or just open any search engine at all and just type in Title Echoes and you will find us. And we have detailed guidelines on how to submit to the journal and how to submit. You can submit by mail or by email. Email is probably best and easiest. And that would just be at titleechoes@uas.alaska.edu.
Well, great. Thank you very much, Clara. We're about out of time. Any parting thoughts?
If you're an artist or poet or writer, just really strongly just think about just working on some of your projects and think about submitting. We'd love to see them.
Great. Thank you very much for joining
us
this morning. I've been speaking with Clara Miller. She's with the literary and art journal Title Echoes out of UAS Juneau. They're accepting submissions from across Southeast. The deadline is December 1st.